Introducing Moments of Hope with the inspiring Pastor Charles Nyaba. Every Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. exclusively on Asasi Radio 98.5 Kumasi.
Longevity and success is connected to honor. According to God, for all to be well with you and for you to live long, it is connected to a key, and the key is to honor.
Join us as Pastor Charles Nyaba, the esteemed head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, shares powerful messages of faith, encouragement, and transformation. Each evening, Pastor Charles Nyaba will bring you uplifting messages, heartfelt testimonies, and biblical teachings that will leave you with a renewed sense of hope. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to be part of the Moments of Hope community every Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. only on Asasi Radio 98.5 Kumasi. Moments of Hope, your source of strength, inspiration, and endless possibilities.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You're welcome to Moment of Hope.
A moment with Jesus.
May the Lord be good to you.
Amen.
May the Lord be good to you.
Amen.
May He be good to you.
Amen.
Diana Minfa. In the name of Jesus, you're welcome to Moment of Hope.
A moment with Jesus.
Oh, you're welcome to Moment of Hope.
A moment with Jesus.
Why don't you share the link now?
Share the link.
It is our week of the mighty hand of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
The week of the mighty hand of God.
Oh, yes.
And may that hand settle you.
Amen.
May that hand be good to you.
Amen.
May that hand turn things around.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May that hand deliver you from destruction.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4. Quickly. If you have not shared the link, you've not done well at all.
Share the link.
Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4. If you have not shared the link, share it right now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now the king asked Nehemiah, "Well, how can I help you? With prayer to the God of the heavens." And I replied, "If it please the king, if you are pleased with me, your servant, send me to Judah to rebuild the city where my ancestors are." The king with the queen sitting beside him asked, "How long will you be gone?" Now Nehemiah was serving this king, and then he heard that the walls were broken. And then he said, and he was downcasted. He was broken because the walls of God were broken. Now let's look at something very profound here. "I said to the king, if it please the king, let me have the letters addressed to the governors. Please take note of the verse 7. I said to the king, if it please the king, let me have letters addressed to the governors of the province west of Euphrates River, instructing them to let me travel safely through their territories. And please give me a letter to address Asaph, the manager of the king's forest, instructing him to give me timber. I will need it to make beams for the gates of the temple fortress, for the city walls, and for a house for myself. And the king granted this request. And the king granted this request because the gracious hand of God was upon me. So you realize that the king granted the request because of the gracious hand.
Oh yes.
So you realize that when the hand of God comes upon you, it causes people to grant you the request you are asking for.
Oh yes.
When the hand of the Lord comes upon you, it causes men to give you what you are praying for.
Oh yes.
And tonight, may the hand of the Lord come upon you.
Amen.
I said, may the hand of God come upon you.
Amen.
May the hand of the Lord come upon you.
Amen.
May the hand of the Lord come upon
Amen.
You. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the hand of the Lord be evident
Amen.
Over your life in the name Amen. Of Jesus. Amen. Now, what is the impact of the hand of the Lord? Give me in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15. Now, in the beginning, when the hand of the Lord came upon him, he began to build.
Yeah.
Now, let's see how fast the hand of God helped him to build. Now, he was building a wall around Jerusalem. So that's a wall around the whole city.
Yeah.
Now, let's see the impact of the hand of the Lord. Now, yesterday, we realized that the hand of the Lord gave Elisha speed. And he overtook Ahab. So you realize that in the life of Elijah, the hand of the Lord gave him speed to overtake. But the hand of the Lord upon Nehemiah gave him an advantage over the king's, the hand of the Lord gave him favor before the king, and that same hand helped him to build.
Wow.
So on the second So on the 2nd October, on October 2nd, the war was finished. And when did the war finish? Just 52 days.
Wow.
How do you build a wall in 52 days?
Nice.
Around the city. 52 days. You didn't see war?
No.
52 days. The hand of the Lord.
The hand of the Lord.
So the wall was finished in 20 and 50 days of the month of Elul. In 52 days. Give me the verse 16. And it came to pass. It shall come to pass in your life.
Amen.
And it came to pass that when all the enemies heard thereof, the enemies were against the rebuilding of the wall. When they heard that the wall was rebuilt in 52 days, and all the hidden, give me a different version, please. We'll be praying very soon.
Oh, yes.
If you have not shared the link, you have not done well.
Share the link.
Okay, my verse is, when our enemies and the surrounding nations heard about it, they were frightened and they were humiliated. And they realized that this work had been done by the help of God. Because in the human system, we understand that it takes you a longer period to rebuild a wall.
Yes.
And do you know the wall they built? Chariots can even run on it. They can run races on it. One of Musi, you know. Chariot. I wish we could project chariots running on a wall. So that was like a whole pack. How were they able to build a wall in such a space of time? The hand of the Lord.
The hand of the Lord.
The hand of the Lord. I said the hand of the Lord.
The hand of the Lord.
Are you ready to pray?
Oh yes.
shout my father.
My father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, shout my father.
My father.
In this week of the mighty hand of the Lord.
In this week of the mighty hand of the Lord.
In this week of the mighty hand of the Lord.
In this week of the mighty hand of the Lord.
Cause your mighty hand to work mighty things.
Cause your mighty hand to work mighty things.
In my life.
In my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, first of all, the hand of the Lord caused Nehemiah to have favor with the king.
Yeah.
So some of you are like Nehemiah. You need favor with the queen with the king to grant you a request. Now some of you have put a request before certain men, but you need the hand of God to work in your favor.
Oh, yeah.
And Nehemiah said, "The king granted me my request because of the hand." So people will not do things because you are beautiful.
No.
There must be something invisible working on your behalf.
Yeah.
Shout my father.
My father.
I think we need to pray for the favor of God. Shout my father.
My father.
By your mighty hand.
By your mighty hand.
Work up extreme favor.
Work out extreme favor.
Work out extreme favor.
Work out extreme favor.
In my life.
In my life.
And on my behalf. And let requests be granted.
And let requests be granted.
In the name of Jesus. Lift up the voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, I want us to take the prayer again. Give me Nehemiah chapter 2, the verse number 8. Some of you, some letters will be endorsed.
Amen.
Some doors will be endorsed.
Amen.
Can we do this again? If you have not shared the link, share it again now.
Share the link.
Right now, share the link again now. Share the link again now. Now, please, now look at this. Nehemiah is giving a request before the king. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 8. Please give me a letter addressed to the Asaph, the manager of the king's forest, instructing him. So there was a letter, and in the letter, he was instructing that there should be, timber should be given to him. And I will need you to make beams for the gates of the temple forest fortress, for the city walls, for a house of myself. And the king granted request.
Ah, yeah.
Now, when I say request, it means proposals.
Oh, yes.
It means you have asked for something,
yeah.
And it is impending. You've asked for something and it is impending.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yes.
And the king granted the request because... Now, do you know that the Nehemiah was serving in the house of the king?
Mm.
But the king did not grant the request because he was serving in his house.
Yeah.
But the king granted the request because of the gracious hand.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very one said, boss, we been there are some of you living with your own biological parents. They don't give you as much as they give to your friends who come to visit you.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm talking to somebody.
Oh, yes.
Who has ever come in contact with certain people and you are in need of what they give to others.
Yeah.
And sometimes they send you to give to others.
Yeah.
What you are in need of, it is given to you to be given to another person.
Yeah.
They send you money to be given to somebody as though you are not in need of money.
Yeah.
They send you food to be given to somebody as though you... And the king granted the request today by the gracious hand of God.
Yes.
May any request you have been... May every request be granted.
Amen.
May every request be granted.
Amen.
May every request be granted.
Amen.
Shout my father, as I clap and pray, by your gracious hand, let requests, financial requests, employment requests,
promotion requests, all kinds of requests concerning my life, that of my loved ones, let it be granted in the name of Jesus. In the week of the mighty hand of God, I pray that request will be granted in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. The request for a visa, the request for a promotion, the request for financial breakthrough. Raka palabra daba kabalabra daba maka palabra daba raka palababa raka palababa raka talabra daba raka tulabra daba raka palaba. May the Lord grant your request. Rapalabra daba raka tulabra daba rapam palababa rapam palababa rapam palababa rapam palababa raka pantalababa rapam talababa. Shaparaba daba kabalabra daba Sapalabra da Bacabalabra da Ba, Raka Palabra da Bacabalabra da Ba, Raka Palabra da Bacabalabra da Ba, Rapa Palabra da Bacapalaba, Raka Palabra da Bacapalaba, Raka Palabra da Bacapalaba, Raka Palabra da Bacapalaba, Raka Palabra Capaya, Raka Palabra Capaya. I don't know what you have requested, but as you are typing it, the Lord is causing them to grant the request. Rapalaba, embassies are granting visas by the gracious hand of the Lord. May your request be granted. May the doors be opened. Makapalaba, Rapalaba, 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 Rapalaba. Rabarabadaba kabalabradaba Rakaparabadaba Rakapalabradaba Saparabadaba Rakapalababa Rapapalababa Rakapapalaba Rapapalaba Rakapalababa Rakapalaba Rapapalaba Rakapalaba 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 Rapantalaba Rakapalaba Rapalababa Rapapalaba Rapalababa Rakapalaba Rapantalaba Rakapalababa Rapalabradaba Rakapalabradaba 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 Rakatalabradaba Rakapalabradaba Makotalaba, Rapantalaba, Rapalaba, Rakatulabradaba, Saparabadaba, Kabalabradaba, Saparabadaba, Kabalabradaba, Rakapalabradaba, Solebradebe, Rakapantalabradaba, Rakapalabradaba, 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 Rakatulabradaba, Rakapalaba, Rakatulabradaba, Rakapalaba, Rakapalaba, Rakapalaba. Let your request be granted. Bakatulabradaba, Rakapalaba, Rapalabadaba, Rapalaba. Anyone requesting for a promotion, may it be granted. You are requesting for deliverance, may it be granted. You are requesting for financial breakthrough, may it be granted. By the gracious hand of the Lord, may your application be accepted. Rapalaba, 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 Rapantalaba, 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 Rebelebe, Rapalaba, 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 Rapalaba. Let the visa, Matulaba, receive the endorsement. Rakatula bradaba, Rakatula bradaba, Rakapalaba. Any kind of request before any man who must endorse. Rakatula baba, Rakatula baba, Rakatula baba, Rakatula baba, Rakatula baba, Rapantalaba. In the name of Jesus, let the request be granted. Let the visas be granted. Let your request be granted. In your academics, let the request be granted. Regarding employment, let the visas be granted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Regarding permits, let it be granted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Regarding finances, let them be granted.
Amen.
Let the request be granted.
Amen.
By the gracious hand of the Lord, you will testify that the request has been granted.
Amen.
you will testify that the request has been granted. In the name of Jesus. 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 The visas are granted. The doors are open. The requests are released. The monies are released. In the name of Jesus. Shout, it is granted.
It is granted.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout, my Father.
My Father.
When you say yes,
when you say yes,
no man can say no.
No man can say no.
And when you say no,
and when you say no,
no man can say yes.
No man can say yes.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
let your yes open doors.
Let your yes open doors.
And let your no shut evil doors.
And let your no shut evil doors.
Do you understand?
Ah.
Lord, when you say yes to my marriage, no witch in my Father's house can say no.
Oh, yes.
And when you say no, they can't say yes.
Oh, yes.
Lord, where there must be a yes, let there be a yes.
Amen.
And where there must be a no, let there be a no.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Share the link again once. Now, if you're on Facebook, click on the share button severally. If you're on Facebook, click on the share button severally. If you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, click on the share button right now. Quickly, 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 quickly. Ensure that you have your friends on. Ensure that your loved ones are on. Ensure that somebody is praying with you. Ensure that your friends are praying. Ensure that somebody's on. Pick your phone and share it. Now, if you're on YouTube, copy the link and share it again now. Again, it's an instruction. In the name of Jesus, share the link now. Shout mercy. Shout, my Father.
My Father.
Please pray this prayer with all seriousness.
Oh, yes.
Shout, my Father.
My Father.
When you say yes, no man can say no.
When you say yes, no man can
focus,
say
focus.
No.
Focus. When you say yes, no man can say no.
When you say yes, no man can say no.
And when you say no, no man can say yes.
And when you say no, no man can say yes.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
In this week of your mighty hand.
In this week of your mighty hand.
Let your yes open doors.
Let your yes open doors.
Let your yes cause a miracle in my life.
Let your yes cause a miracle.
And let your no shut evil doors in my life.
And let your no shut evil doors.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. My Father, when you say yes, no man can say no. And when you say no, no man can say yes. Oh Lord, let your yes open doors and let your no be against evil agendas concerning my life. Rapalabradaba, rakapalabradaba, rakatulabradaba, rakapalaba. Rapantalaba, Rakatolaba, Rapantalaba, 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 Rakatula Bradaba, Sapala Bradaba, Rapala Bradaba, Rapala Bradaba, Rapalaba, Rapalaba, Rakapalaba, Rakatula Bradaba, Sabala Bradaba, Kabala Bradaba. Saparabadaba Kabala Bradaba Baba. Rapala Bradaba Kabala Bradaba. Saparabadaba Kabala Bradaba. Sabarabadaba Kabala Bradaba. Zaparabadaba Kabala Bradaba. Raka palabra daba solebra daba makota labra daba kapalaba raka palabra daba sabalabra daba rapalabra daba kapalabra daba Saparabadaba, Kapalabradaba, Rakapantalaba, 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 Rapalaba. In my marital life, let there be a yes. In my academics, let there be a yes. In my finances, let there be a yes. Oh Lord, when you say yes, no man can say no. And when you say no, no man can say yes. In the name of Jesus, in the week of the mighty hand of the Lord, let there be a yes. In my visit. Application. Let there be a yes in my family. Let there be a yes to my promotion. Let there be a yes. Rapa palaba, 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 rapa lift up your voice. My Father, when you say yes, No man can say no. And today, as I clap and pray, let there be a yes. Let there be a yes in every area of my life. Yes to marriage. Yes to traveling. Yes to healing. Yes to promotion. Yes to deliverance. And yes, as you are praying, type it. And yes to whatever you are praying about. The Bible says, when God opens, no man can shut. That means when God says yes, no man can say no. In that interview, there will be a yes. Rapala bradaba, matola bradaba, rapala bradaba, rapantalaba, rapantalaba, zapala bradaba, rapala bradaba, rapantalaba, matola bradaba, rapantalebe, rapantalaba, rapala baba. Yes to your business. When God says yes to your business, customers will be coming. When God says yes to your family, there will be abundance. Rapampalaba. Rapampala baba, 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 katuka paya, katuka paya, katuka paya, rakapala baba, matukubara, rakata, zapala baba, rakatula, 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 rapampala baba, rapala baba, rapala baba, rapala baba, rapala baba, rapala baba, rapala baba. Rapalababa, Rapantalaba, 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 Rakatulaba, yes, Rapantalaba, yes to a scholarship, yes to a next level, Rapantalaba, 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 in the name of Jesus, shout
my father,
by your outstretched arm,
wipe away my tears,
and give me testimonies that will bring me laughter,
and give me testimonies that will bring me
in the name of Jesus. Shout, my father, by your mighty hand, wipe away my tears and that of my loved ones, and give me a testimony that will bring me joy in the name of Jesus. Lift up the voice and begin to pray. Rapantala bradaba, rakatola bradaba baba, rapala bradaba baba, rakatola bradaba. Father, wipe my tears. Makatula bradaba, rapapala bradaba, rakatola bradaba. Wherever you are. Life, you have been 7 years. Makatola bradaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the mighty hand of the Lord begin to wipe away your tears, your academic tears. Rapa palaba, rapa palaba, rapa palaba, rapa palaba. Rapala bradabas, rakatola bradabas, rakatola bradabas, makukakata, makukakata, rakatalaba, zakapalaba, rapalaba, rakapalaba, rapalaba. Lord, wipe the tears of my sister seeking the fruit of the womb. My father, by your mighty hand, wipe the tears of my siblings seeking for unemployment, seeking for employment. Lord, wipe the tears of my father. Lord, wipe the tears of my mother. Rapala, rapala, ikatula, zantalama, katumbalaga, abandagang, abandalagandanga, abandandanda, rapantalaba, rapalababa, 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 rapalababa. Wipe my tears in the area of health. Wipe my tears in the area of sickness. Wipe my tears. Ratata, ratata, zapala, rapala, rapantulababa. Zakaparagadash, Rakapalabash, Rakatulaba, Rakatulaba, Rakatalaba, Rapantalaba, Kanto Konto, Pankantanka, Apantankaba, Rapalababa, 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 Rapalababa. Yes, may the Lord wipe away your tears. May the Lord wipe away your tears with the good news, with a downfalling testimony. Rapalababa, 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 Rapalababa. In the name of Jesus, shout my father, as I clap and pray, let there be a mighty manifestation of your mighty hand upon my life and in my family. In the name of Jesus, my father.
father. Shout it, my father. In the name of Jesus, let there be a mighty manifestation of your mighty hand upon my life, upon my academics, upon my family, upon my father. As I clap and as I pray, let there be a mighty manifestation of your hand in my life this week and in my family. Lift up your voice and pray. The mighty manifestation of the mighty hand of God, like it was upon Elijah, like it was upon David. Rakapala, 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 rakuta, zantalaba, rokoto, zatalaba, rakato. In the name of Jesus, amen. It is not enough to say the hand of God is upon me. People must see the manifestation of that hand.
Oh, yes.
It was not enough for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to say that our God is with us. There was a manifestation of that God. Oh, yes. And as a result of the manifestation, there was a revival.
Oh, yes.
There must be a manifestation of the hand of God. Now, to the one who is battling with a spiritual force, may the hand of God manifest.
Amen.
So you realize that to each and every one of us, we need a manifestation. If you have not shared the link, you have not done well.
Yes.
You are a Christian, put it to work by sharing the link on your status.
Oh, yes.
You see, imagine if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had died in the fire. But when they before they entered, there was a manifestation.
Yes.
Imagine if the lions had devoured Daniel. There was a manifestation of the God they were talking about. So there must be a manifestation of the Jesus we are talking about. Am I talking to somebody? The Bible says, look, Nebuchadnezzar shouted, I see. So Nebuchadnezzar even saw. In Daniel chapter 3 verse 25, Nebuchadnezzar said, look, I see. So somebody at your office will say, look, I see.
Hey,
paraga. Hey, paraga. Matumbalaga. Hey, so be the picture called Drosuan. Before the Malam picks your picture, they must see a mighty hand. Obi do pitch, obi so, eh? Obimbo muso no to Odru. They will see the manifestation. Now look at Nebuchadnezzar said, see, I look, look. I, Nebuchadnezzar shouted. He shouted. Daniel chapter 3 verse 25. He shouted, I see four men unbound walking around in the fire on hand. The man was testifying the manifestation. It is not enough to scream Jesus.
Oh, yes.
People must see your Jesus.
Oh, yes.
When in Acts chapter 9, when Jesus manifested himself, Paul said, who are you? And he said, I am the Jesus. The Jesus you have been criticizing, I am him today. Others today will see the manifestation.
Amen.
Shout, my father.
My father.
But some way, you mean somebody forgot him.
Amen.
God is a lifter. God is a promoter.
Oh, yes.
That same hand can cancel your debt.
Oh, yes.
Once we are praying, this same hand is working out somebody's academical breakthrough.
Amen.
And the same time, the same hand is working somebody's healing.
Amen.
And another time, the same hand is opening the door.
Amen.
The hand of God can manifest strongly. Shout, my father.
My father.
We are praying this prayer for 2 minutes. Be on your feet and pray this prayer. Hey, don't only be joining the prayer line.
Yeah.
Join with an expectation.
Yes.
That every prayer point can bring you a testimony.
Amen.
Shout, my father.
My father.
As I clap and pray.
As I clap and pray.
On this altar.
On this altar.
Let there be a manifestation.
Let there be a manifestation.
Of your mighty hand. Upon my life.
Upon my health.
Upon my academics.
Upon my
father.
Upon my
mother. Let there be a manifestation of your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. If you are into business, pray that there will be a manifestation of the mighty hand of God on your business. If you are a student, begin to pray that there will be a manifestation of the mighty hand of God. If you are into building, let there be a manifestation of the mighty hand of God upon your life. If there is anybody fighting against you, you and your father, you and your mother, you and your siblings, if there is any power that has risen, that nobody will rise, as you are praying, let there be a manifestation of that mighty hand that is able to deliver, that is able to heal, that is able to lift, that is able to restore. Rapalababa.
Zakaparabadaba, a manifestation of the mighty hand, a manifestation of the miraculous hand of God, of the healing hand of God, of the deliverance hands of God. Makatakalaba, Rakapalaba, Rakapalaba, Zapalaba, Rakapalaba, Rapantalaba, Rapalabradaba. A manifestation of the mighty hand of God in your traveling process. A manifestation of the mighty hand of God upon your family. A manifestation of the mighty hand of God against the power of poverty, against the spirit of witchcraft, against the powers of delay. As you clap and pray, may God cause a manifestation of his mighty hand upon your life. Many will see the mighty hand of God. Their spells are broken. Rapalaba, 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 rapalaba. Zaparaba daba kabala bradaba, zaparaba daba kabala bradaba, rakapala bradaba, rakapala bradaba. A manifestation of the mighty hand of God in healing, in deliverance, in restoration, in protection. Begin to lift up a voice. My Father, let there be a mighty manifestation of your mighty hand. Let there be an evidence of your hand upon my life this week and beyond. Rapala baba, 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 rapala baba. Rapala baba, rapanta, 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 rakapaya, 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 zolabaya, zolabaya, apalaba, apalaba, rapantalaba, rapantulaba, rapantalaba, ratuzapa, rapantelebe, rapalaba, rapalaba. At night, whilst you are asleep, whilst you are at work, whilst you are in class, whilst you are in the bus, let there be the manifestation of the hand of God on your life. Mantalaba, in the invisible world, they will see a manifestation of the power of God. Rapalaba, rapalaba, in deliverance, may you see a manifestation of the mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let there be a mighty manifestation, amen, of the mighty hand of God on your life.
Amen.
I said, let there be a mighty, not a small one, mighty manifestation.
Amen.
When people see, they will say, ah, where they
nyame?
Like the powers in Egypt, they said, this is indeed the finger of God.
Oh, yes.
They could testify. That is when you begin to testify,
yeah,
that this is the finger of God.
Oh, yes.
Can I prophesy to you,
oh, yes,
over your academics, over your health, let there be a mighty manifestation.
Amen.
Let there be a mighty manifestation.
Amen.
Shout as I clap and pray.
As I clap and pray.
Father,
Father,
with your outstretched arm,
with your outstretched arm,
deliver me from sickness,
deliver me from sickness,
from death,
from death,
unemployment,
unemployment,
and barrenness.
And barrenness.
In the name of Jesus, shout it again, my Father.
My Father,
in the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus,
deliver me from sickness,
deliver me from sickness,
deliver me from death,
deliver me from
unemployment,
unemployment,
and barrenness. As I clap and pray, let your hand deliver me now. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Rapala bradaba, shabala bradaba. Shabarabadaba, kabala bradaba, sola bradaba. In this December, may the Lord deliver you from death, from sickness, from barrenness, from unemployment. Sabarabadaba kabalabradaba solabradaba baka palabradaba solabradaba. Sabarabadaba kabalabradaba baba. Rapa la brada ba sola brada ba. Sabara brada ba kabala brada ba sabala brada ba. Sabara brada ba kabala brada ba sola brada ba ba. Maka palabra da basola brada ba. Makala brada basola brada baba. Raka palabra da basola brada baba. Raka palabra da basola brada makala brada ba. Shaba labra da bakala brada ba. Shaba raba da bakala brada basola brada baba. Makala labra da basola brada ba. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Shout, I declare.
I declare.
All shut doors be open in the name of Jesus.
All shut doors be open in the name of Jesus.
One now one person more worry. And Pabo will be more worry.
Amen. Amen.
Our real pun will be.
Amen.
A juma pun will be.
Amen.
I want you to know, baby.
Amen.
A punu biara a muatoto. And a wobo in some bone pay. And a sapon name, baby.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Shout, my Father.
My Father.
I declare all shut doors be open in the name of Jesus.
I declare all shut doors be open in the name of Jesus.
By your mighty hand.
By your mighty
in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. That let all shut doors be open in the name of the Lord Jesus. Begin to name the shut doors you are expecting to be open. Rakapalaba, Rakatolaba, Rapantalaba, Rakantalaba, Rakakulaba, Rakantalaba, Rapantalaba, Rapalababa, Rapalababa, Rakapalaba, 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 Rapalababa, Rapantalaba, Rakapalababa, Rapantalababa, Makotalabradaba, Rapalabradaba, Rapalababa, Rapalababa, Rapalaba. Shabarabadaba kabalabradaba. Shabarabadaba kabalabradaba. Shabarabadaba kabalabradaba. Shabarabadaba. Shabarabadaba kabalabradaba. Shabarabadaba kabalabradaba. Shabarabadaba. Raka palabra daba sola brada ba kabala brada ba makota labra daba makapala baba raka palababa rapala brada ba rapala brada ba. In the name of Jesus, shout it loud and claim,
my Father,
I declare, let the book of remembrance,
I declare, let the book of remembrance
be open to me and my family,
be open to me and my family,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
And the king requested,
oh, yes,
let the book of remembrance be brought to me.
Amen.
May God cause people to remember you.
Amen.
What is the book of remembrance in Kofa Ajani?
Ah.
Do you know that somebody may probably have thought to do good to you?
Yeah.
But they can forget. In the week of the mighty hand of God,
yes,
may that hand open the book of remembrance.
Amen.
For you. Whoever promised you but has forgotten, whoever assured you but has forgotten, let the book of remembrance be open.
Amen.
Hey, this prayer can change somebody's life.
Oh, yes.
Do you believe it?
Oh, yes.
This is our last but one prayer. It's a boom. It's a boom. Shout, my Father.
My Father.
I declare by your mighty hand.
I declare by your
come
mighty
on. Hand. I declare by your mighty hand.
I declare by your mighty
let
hand.
The book of remembrance,
let the book of remembrance
concerning my life
concerning my
and
life.
That of my loved ones,
my
as I clap and pray, be open now by the mighty hand of God in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Rapalabradaba, shabalabradaba, kabalaba. Let the book of remembrance be open now to you and your family. Rakapalaba, Zapalakata, Rakatolaba, Rapalaba. Come on, pray this prayer. Whoever has forgotten about something about your life, whether money, whether documents, whether a property, let the book of remembrance be opened by the mighty hand of God, and let there be a certain breakthrough. Let there be a testimony. Let there be a turnaround. Rakapala baba. Let the book of remembrance concerning your academics, concerning your mother, concerning your father, concerning finances, let that book be open, and let your helpers remember to fulfill whatever they have promised you. Rakapala, 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 rakapala. In the name of Jesus, amen. This prayer will work in the next 17 hours.
Amen.
I said this prayer will work in the next 17
amen.
Hours. So you are praying it again. May God prompt people. Whom, you see, whoever has forgotten, today as we are praying, let the mighty hand of God, 17 hours from now, beginning from this hour, the book of remembrance is open. Now look at this. The Bible said that night the king had trouble sleeping. Now the book of remembrance troubles is when God causes people to remember you. That is when people begin to have sleepless night. They are restless about you. Until they give you what they promised you, they will be restless.
Oh, yes.
So that night, in Esther chapter 6, verse 1, that night, this will be that night.
Amen.
That night, the king had trouble sleeping. So he ordered an attendant to bring the book of history of his reign so that it could be read to him. Verse 2. Quickly. So in those records, he discovered an account. He discovered an account of how Mordecai had exposed the plot of what? Bigtana and Teresh, two of the eunuchs who guarded the door of the king's private quarters. So the king remembered because a book of open. Today, let the book of remembrance be open. Shout, my father, in the week of your mighty hand, let your mighty hand open book of remembrance concerning my life, concerning my mother. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, say, Father, as I clap, let the book of remembrance be open to me and my loved ones by your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. This is your prayer tonight. My father, let the book of remembrance concerning my father, concerning my mother, rakapalaba, rapatalaba, rakatulaba, rakapalaba, rakapalaba, rakatulaba, rakapalaba, rakatulaba, rapalaba. Some of you must be remembered, though. Before the end of the year, you must be remembered. You must be remembered. May God cause others to remember you. Rapalaba, rapalaba, rakata, japalaba, rakata, japalaba, rakata, rakata, rapantalaba, rapalaba, 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 rakapa, 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 raka, 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 rapa, 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 panda, 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 zapa la baba. Lift up your voice. Let the book of remembrance, 17 hours from now, people will start calling you. People will start testing you. Some mother will receive some calls. Some alerts are coming. Rapalababa. Zaparabadaba. Rakatalaba. Rakatulaba. Rapalaba. Rakapalaba. Rakatulaba. Zaparaba. Rakatalaba. Rakatulaba. By the the mighty hand. Let the book of remembrance be open now. Rapalaba, rapalaba, rapalaba. Books are open. Books are open. Books are open. Books are open. Concerning your sisters, books are open. Makata, makatula, rapalaba, rapalaba, rapalaba. In the name of Jesus, let the books be open. 17 hours from now, somebody somewhere will suddenly remember you.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody somewhere will remember you. Somebody your mother helped years ago will suddenly look for your mother's contact. May the Lord cause people to remember you. Be remembered in the name of Jesus. You see, you are not even shouting an amen. How many of you even remembered somebody? You remembered somebody. You promised to do something and you had forgotten. Then suddenly you remembered later on. Do you know that something you can't even tell what made you remember? But suddenly it will with him. On what you be sing of him. On what you be sing of him. Can I tell you why we are praying this prayer?
Yes,
people are too busy to think about you.
Yeah.
People are very occupied with their own personal things to have time to think about you. You see, the king has been sleeping in Esther chapter 6, verse 1. The king has been sleeping every night, but one night, the king could not sleep. Why? God was working.
Oh, yes.
Until you pray, some people who must do something may not do it. And today, I decree that God will cause people to remember you.
Amen.
Can we pray this prayer before we go? Oh Lord, deliver me from evil forces.
Amen.
That keeps me late for every important occasion.
Amen.
It will shock you that an important occasion, you are always late. An occasion that can change your life, that is when you'll be late. There are demons that can keep you late to important occasions. As we are praying this prayer, we'll pray it again.
Oh yes.
The very moment you should have met someone who could have changed your life, you were late and the car took off.
Mercy.
Do you know that sometimes the email you are expecting has already been released though?
Yeah.
But somehow, the spirit of lateness hijacked it. Mercy. Now, how many of you have ever been told, but I sent it a long time ago?
Yeah.
On some kind, Oh, the delivery man has been stuck in traffic. Satanic traffic. Delaying your helpers from reaching you. Imagine Daniel. He had prayed. The very day he prayed, God released the answer. But there was a principality that ensured that the answer would not be released on time. Imagine fasting for 21 days. And the very day you decided to fast, God answered you. And yet you were still fasting. So if he had known that the answer had been released, he would have stopped fasting. But what stopped it? The spirit of delay. You are praying this prayer.
Yes,
how many of you can testify that something you are often late to important occasion? You are not often on time.
Yeah.
And you're well. And do you know that sometimes you can finish and dress or say Mamenda Okakra? Does it not occur to you?
Oh, yes.
You are missing an important occasion.
Yes, see.
This is our last prayer.
Yes, Lord.
In the week of the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
But for the 21, Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. But for the 21 days, the spirit of Prince of Persia. So there are spirits behind. Now look at it, blocked my way. There are spirits that can block the way through which your answers can come. Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. But for the 21 days, the spirit of the Prince of the Kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit of the Prince of Persia. So the answer was coming, and the spirit blocked the way. How many of you have been there before? Important occasions. Obisi, I'll pick you up at this time. Your beloved is coming to take you out. Important occasions. You are going for an interview. That very day, you are always on time, but that very day, you are late.
Yeah.
And you may call it, it has happened severally, and you may think it's normal. It is not normal.
there is a spirit behind. At a particular time, omit mama adasa. But only she ye bia when it me jina so
sia.
Can we pray for 1 minute?
Oh yes.
By the mighty hand of God.
By the mighty hand of God.
Lord, deliver me.
Amen.
Shout, Father.
Father.
Deliver me by your mighty hand.
Deliver me by your mighty hand.
From the evil forces.
From the evil forces.
That keeps me late.
That keeps me late.
For every important occasion in my life.
For every important occasion in my life.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray that God should deliver you from any evil spirit that keeps you late for every important occasion. That spell is broken today. That spell in your life, important occasion, maritally, in your spiritual life, in your moral life, opportunities, you are always late, and as a result of that, you've lost opportunities, you've lost relationships. May the Lord deliver you from important occasions. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord said I should sing this song. Send me share
you are Esifa. Hey.
As I'm singing, you can go on your knees and pour your heart right now. You can go on your knees and pour your heart. Begin to pour your heart now. Begin to pour your heart right now. This is the moment you are prophesying what you want to see this week. The testimony you've been longing for. Merinda was it. Emails are being released. Kabara gagala baba ba. I see the mighty hand of God solving difficult problems in your life. Come on. For the last time. Let's go. Pour your hand. I see the Lord healing migraine right now. Atentina. Ayakatala. Kotala, Katola, Madadalaba. Samisha.
Samisha.
Oh, Ine. The doors are opening. Come on. Your name is being remembered. People are rushing to help you. Pour your heart now. You will also testify to the glory of God. Your fees will be paid supernaturally. Your rent bills will be paid. Let your prayers be answered.
Amen.
Let your prayers be answered.
Amen.
Let your prayers be answered.
Amen.
By the mighty hand of the Lord, may your prayers be answered.
Amen.
And let there be speed to your request. I said, let there be speed to your request. As you pour your heart, may the hand of God cause this to happen. May the hand of God cause this to happen. In the name of Jesus. Now, God is this, the Holy Ghost keeps impressing this on my heart. Obiana no so so. Obiana no so so. I don't know what is wrong with the baby, whether a baby or a little bit grown, but I know so and so. The hand of God is drying that situation.
Amen.
May the hand of God settle that situation.
Amen.
Hey, believe it all.
Oh, yes.
May the hand of God settle that situation.
Amen.
Your debts are settled.
Amen.
Your doors are open.
Amen.
Anything you tried severally,
yes, Lord,
that has not been successful,
Lord,
hear me as I hear the Lord. Fire. This time around,
yeah,
you are settled.
Amen.
You are settled.
Amen.
Academically, you are settled.
Amen.
Financially, you are settled.
Amen.
In your family, you are settled.
Amen.
May the Lord settle you with a testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen,
may God settle you with a testimony.
Amen.
That watery mouth, God has settled it.
Amen.
Let me read some few testimonies to you.
Oh, yes.
Now, if you have a testimony you have not shared, do well to let us know what God is doing.
Amen.
You can send us an audio or a video.
Amen.
Before I do that, if you are not born again, say with me, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Now, there is somebody. One walk a cow. It stops now.
Amen.
There is somebody.
Mm.
Answer how?
Yeah.
You steal or you take things you don't like.
Nice.
You've tried everything possible to stop.
Yes, Lord.
But is there anything like heart inflammatory or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Yeah. Anything? I'm hearing maybe be inflammatory. Or I don't know what it is. May the Lord bring healing. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, any situation under the sound of my voice,
yes, Lord,
I declare, may God bring healing.
Amen.
May God bring healing.
Amen.
Ah. Obi, eye ni chill. When you know, me show me baby.
Yeah.
It is healed.
Amen.
It is healed.
Amen.
It is healed.
Amen.
By the mighty hand of God.
Yeah.
Let it do the impossible in
Amen.
Your health. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Kidney stones are healed.
Amen.
Asthma is healed.
Amen.
Asthma is healed.
Amen.
Wounds on your tongue, it is healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The lumps in your body,
Amen,
the bowels around your body,
Amen,
they are healed now.
Amen.
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 There is somebody you can't, I don't know whether it is you or somebody connected to you, but you can't, excuse my language, you can't defecate. May God work a miracle in that body.
Amen.
May God work a miracle in that body.
Amen.
There is somebody you're looking for an important document, and it is no, you can't find it. Tomorrow by this time, the documents will be found.
Amen.
By the mighty hand of the Lord,
Amen,
the documents will be found.
Amen.
The documents will be found.
Amen.
By the mighty hand of the Lord, the documents will be found.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. KTCT Kuba. Whoever promised you tomorrow by 6 p.m.,
yes,
the promise is being fulfilled.
Amen.
The promises are being fulfilled.
Amen.
The promises are being fulfilled.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus, I release a new sense of testimony on you.
Amen.
Let me read some few testimonies to your hearing.
Oh, yeah.
As I read it, before I read it, if I have not given your life to Jesus, say with me, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I come to you just as I am. There is somebody with migraine in your left side of your head, it stops out now.
Amen.
Like you are coughing. As a minim, you are coughing. You, like that kind of.
Yeah.
As a bishop minim, I decree that yes, thing, it healed now.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me say this. I don't know, but I see something coming to Sewa. Like, I don't know whether it's like a lifting, a fever that will bring
Amen.
A lifting, like
Amen.
A
pain
that is coming to you spiritually.
Amen.
The Lord is causing angels to whisper your name.
Amen.
Remember this prophecy.
Yeah.
People, strange people you were related to, they will sleep tonight and wake up with your name.
Amen.
And the only thing they will do is to honor you and they'll disappear.
Amen.
For you to know it is God, the only thing God will cause them to do is they will just honor you.
Amen.
They'll just do you good. Yes. And you'll not hear from them again.
Amen.
Yes. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
It is happening now.
Amen.
There is somebody, the sack containing your testicles. I don't know what is wrong with it, but it is healed now.
Amen.
Nose condition is healed now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 All right. Let me read some few testimonies to your hearing. Testimony, testimony, testimony.
God is working.
Testimony, testimony, testimony.
It is my time to testify.
I share this testimony to the glory of God and to the shame of the devil. I have had this eye condition where exposure to sun or too much light causes severe headaches and teary eyes. It started when I was in primary 2. This person is doing her master's. And it started when the person was in primary 2. It started when I was in primary 2, but with medication, I was able to manage it until I started reading my master's program, and this time it was worse. I found it very difficult to read from the board or screen when the lights were on because the writing appeared blurry. But on Moment of Hope episode 81, of our week of total recovery. Papa continually declared the healing of an eye condition. I connected to this declaration to the glory of God. Since that declaration, I deliberately leave my glasses behind when I step out and I testify to the glory of God. I am totally healed. Can I prophesy to somebody? May end now. As will be, as say, there is growth in your right ear. It's that something is growing in your right ear. And anybody with a health condition, by this testimony, you are healed now.
Amen.
You are healed now.
Amen.
Whoever is expecting to hear from a company or an embassy by the end of this week, by Thursday, the mighty hand of God will cause things to happen with speed.
Amen.
So from primary 2, to masters, declaration, boom, the person has been healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are healed now.
Amen.
You are healed now.
Amen.
Check your body, you are healed.
Amen.
Testimony number 2. Good evening, Papa. Moment of Hope is indeed a moment with Jesus.
Holy
Papa, I think this week's theme, total recovery, was meant for me. I was feeling unusual from Monday, so I started treating myself. But I began to feel weak from Tuesday. Couldn't eat nor drink. Still, I tried to join and pray. Papa, do you know what? Papa, do you know what? Yesterday, I was feeling very weak. When we started, I was even sitting. When you said we should stand up and pray, it was hard though. But I tried and stood up. Hey, Papa, I thought I was ending up at the... moment. So after everything, you told us to pour our heart, and I did. And also, I declared at the altar that tomorrow by this time, God will renew my strength.
Yes.
Papa, guess what? I'm guessing. I am very fit. Strong, and today I've even eaten forgotten I was even the one dying yesterday.
Hey.
May the Lord bring life to what was dead in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you were sick, check your body, you are healed. Testimony number 3, quickly. I think I have to pause on this third one. Time is passing. Okay. On the 27th of October, I found out that there's this ovarian... Now, on the 27th of October, I found out that there is a cyst measuring over 9 centimeters in my left ovary. I have already had a surgery on my right ovary because of the same condition. Unlike me, I wasn't worried. When I got to know about it, I remember when I was even telling my sister about it, I was laughing. Hey, 9 centimeter. Ovarian cyst. Do you know 9 centimeter? Ask my God, he will tell you. Amen. I almost did it now. My sister would ask me every Sunday after church if I had prayed about it. When I went to the altar, I almost didn't come to church on Sunday because I was in pain, but I decided to come. I was in the hospital. Now, she came to church on Sunday and went to the hospital on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hospital on Monday and some checks up were done. To the glory of God, the cyst has disappeared.
Nine centimeters
ovarian cyst has disappeared.
She just
knelt at the altar, declared, and went to the hospital for checkup, and it has disappeared.
Aye.
By the mighty hand of the Lord.
Now, the right hand, the right one, they needed surgery to take it off. But this one, they needed the right hand of God. May the mighty hand of God take something out of your body.
Amen.
May the mighty hand of God take something out of your body.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody, Isaiah Cyrus says, I'm healed of headache now.
Amen.
Testimony number four. Good evening, Papa. Good evening. What God cannot do does not exist. During this week, moment of hope, you made a declaration that God will deliver someone from accident. It happened today on my way to church. My dad had traveled, so we, my mom, youngest sibling, and I used public transport, and all of a sudden, fire gutted the car. Started from the front people. Fire gutted the car, starting from the front people, started rushing, getting down. Although I got injured with a minor cut on my thigh, my mom, my youngest, I was still alive. Wow. You see, when we say we pray, if you knew what was ahead of you, you pray ahead.
Yes.
May God deliver somebody.
Amen.
Last testimony. I shared it. Now, this testimony is in relating to somebody's dream yesterday. The prayers we prayed yesterday. That the vengeance of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, listen to the testimony. I share this testimony to the glory of God and to the shame of the devil. Papa, the mighty hand of God has done it all.
Wow.
Papa, yesterday, during moment of hope, you declared that there will be an angelic visitation and God will expose any animal in our lives. Papa, to the glory of God, I had a dream and saw a dog who has bitten someone. Suddenly, someone told me to throw a stone to the dog, and I did that. Papa, my first time of hearing the dog speak in the dream. My first time hearing the dog speak, it was like the dog said, even the tallest person cry, I have even bitten the knee. Now you, the short one. That means, nipa tending cry, makane nai. Now who nipa tetia? These are spirits people are fighting with. And look at what happened. Look at it. Papa, a hand lifted me up. The dog wanted to bite. And the mighty hand of the Lord.
Amen.
Papa. The dog was speaking. Papa, I was shivering and told the person who told me to throw the stone that unless you pick me, Papa,
a hand
lifted me up and saved me from the dog bite. Papa, the dog insulted us all and returned back. This is not a dog. This is a witch.
Yes.
Moment of hope.
A moment with Jesus.
Kramayne sini pake. And she said, unless you pick me. And the hand picked. Shout, the hand of the Lord is upon me.
The hand of the Lord is upon me.
And prophesy over your life as we close. Prophesy. Some of you have encounters tonight. Angels will expose all the witches. My dear, this time I'll go back to the dream. Let the angels smash that, kill that dog. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for all the testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for all the testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for all the testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for all the testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for all the testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for all the miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the revival of souls. In the name of Jesus. Our lives are preserved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
0533-985231. 0533-985231. If God has given you a testimony on Moment of Hope, the previous episode, this week, last week, let us know what God is doing and we want to celebrate with you. 0533-985231. We want to know what God is doing through you. You can send an audio, a video, whatever means you want to share your testimony. It is welcome. But just pick the testimony line and share the testimony.
May the Lord crown you with victory.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Moment of hope is indeed
a moment with Jesus.
This is what you write on your status today. The mighty hand of God is manifested in a mighty way.
Wow.
The mighty hand of God is manifesting in a mighty way in my life.
Amen.
Moment of hope is indeed a moment with Jesus. Then you hashtag Pastor Charles Nyaba. You hashtag moment of hope. You hashtag moment with Jesus. I love you and see you tomorrow. But don't forget, you see, yesterday's episode, if you couldn't, the Monday's episode, if you couldn't play it, please go back and play it.
Okay.
There was so much presence.
Yeah.
And today, there was so much presence.
Yeah.
Always revisit some of the week of congratulations. The week of, you see, when you see people testify about a week of something, you can go back and play it. And God will honor you. God bless you so much. And I can't wait to read out your testimony. Hallelujah. God bless you. And my name is Pastor Charles. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas in advance. I love you all. And see you tomorrow, same time. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.